With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The death toll rises from flooding and tornadoes in the south.
In Kentucky, where rivers are cresting at historic or near historic levels, Governor Andy Beshear said four people died and scores have had to be rescued.
Another rescue that had to occur because someone drove around barricades. You not only put your life in danger, you put the lives of everybody who's coming to rescue you in danger.
Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg says the Ohio River that runs through the city is expected to crest within the next day or two.
We're 23 feet above normal. We expect that the Ohio River will rise about another 1 foot.
And Louisville canceling their very popular Thunder Over the City event on Saturday because of flooding concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, during the keynote address at the annual National Republican Congressional Committee Tuesday, the president said countries are coming to the U.S. to negotiate tariffs, adding that Japan is already on the way. An additional 50% tariff on imported Chinese goods goes into effect midnight Wednesday. President Trump signing an executive order that looks to bring back the coal industry in the U.S. The president said Joe Biden put thousands of coal miners out of work during his time in office, and this order will reverse those policies. Department of Homeland Security telling people who enter the country using a Biden app to go home immediately.
The agency doesn't say how many of the 900,000 people who use the CBP One app are being shown the door. The app was a key tool of President Biden's open border strategy. Upon taking office, President Trump quickly reversed course. He took the app down and set to work on securing the border against a flood of illegal aliens and deadly drugs. As a result, illegal crossings have plunged to record lows. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments could be returning to the Kentucky State Capitol.
Lawmakers have approved a resolution calling for the restoration of a large stone monument bearing the Decalogue. It had stood in front of the Capitol building in Frankfort until the year 2000, when an ACLU lawsuit succeeded in getting it removed. But with the re-election of President Trump and a U.S. Supreme Court that favors religious freedom, the Kentucky legislature is moving to bring the Ten Commandments back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Library Association unveils the 10 most challenged books of 2024, and the list demonstrates parents' growing concern about efforts to promote the queer trans agenda among small children and adolescents. Topping the list is George Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, which is an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. Despite parents' concerns, none of the books have been banned. This is SRN News. Charges are dropped against a New York City politician accused of biting a police official. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Susan Zwong, a conservative Democrat who ran on a pro-police platform, had said officers used excessive force at a protest over a proposed homeless shelter last July. The lawmaker was facing felony assault charges. According to court documents, Zwong bit a deputy police chief's forearm after she and other protesters were told to stop pushing barricades toward police. The Brooklyn DA's office says the case was resolved through a restorative justice process, and it was based on the wishes of the victim and the defendant's willingness to make amends. Julie Walker, New York.
The Supreme Court is in agreement with President Trump over the firings of thousands of federal workers. It ruled Tuesday that the administration can proceed with the termination of 16,000 employees. More details at SRNnews.com.